That was the essence of the hedgehog concept that turned Wells Fargo from a mediocre Citicorp wannabe to one of the best-performing banks in the world. Carl Reichardt, CEO of Wells Fargo at the time of transition, stands as a consummate hedgehog. While his counterparts at Bank of America went into a reaction revolution panic mode in response to deregulation, hiring change gurus who used sophisticated models and time-consuming encounter groups, Reichardt stripped everything down to its essential simplicity. "It's not space science stuff," he told us in our interview. "What we did was so simple, and we kept it simple. It was so straightforward and obvious that it sounds almost ridiculous to talk about it. The average businessman coming from a highly competitive industry with no regulations would have jumped on this like a goose on a June bug." Reichardt kept people relentlessly focused on the simple hedgehog idea, continually reminding them that there's more money to be made in Modesto than Tokyo. Those who worked with Reichardt marveled at his genius for simplicity. "If Carl were an Olympic diver," said one of his colleagues, "he would not do a five-flip twisting thing. He would do the best swan dive in the world, and do it perfectly over and over again." The Wells Fargo focus on its hedgehog concept was so intense that it became, in its executives' own words, a mantra. Throughout our interviews, Wells Fargo people echoed the same basic theme. "It wasn't that complicated. We just took a hard-nosed look at what we were doing and decided to focus entirely on those few things we knew we could do better than anyone else, not getting distracted into arenas that would feed our egos and at which we could not be the best." This brings me to one of the most crucial points of this chapter. A hedgehog concept is not a goal to be the best, a strategy to be the best, an intention to be the best, a plan to be the best. It is an understanding of what you can be the best at. The distinction is absolutely crucial. Every company would like to be the best at something, but few actually understand, with piercing insight and egoless clarity, what they actually have the potential to be the best at, and just as important, what they cannot be the best at. And it is this distinction that stands as one of the primary contrasts between the good-to-great companies and the comparison companies. Consider the contrast between Abbott Laboratories and Upjohn. In 1964, the two companies were almost identical in terms of revenues, profits, and product lines. Both companies had the bulk of their business in pharmaceuticals, principally antibiotics. Both companies had family management. Both companies lagged behind the rest of the pharmaceutical industry. But then, in 1974, Abbott had a breakthrough in performance, producing cumulative returns of 4 times the market and 5.5 times Upjohn over the next 15 years. One crucial difference between the two companies is that Abbott developed a hedgehog concept based on what it could be the best at, and Upjohn did not.